Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what it do, man? You already know who it is, man. She got DJ Smooth live in the building. Of course, man, you are now. Yo, 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 what it do? This is your DJ Smooth live in the building. Of course, you're now tuned in to the corporate office. I'm not sure who we're having issues real quick. But we're going to go to the line and see who we got here. Yes, on the radio.
Hello?
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 Yes, on the radio.
Yeah, yeah, this is Global Not Local.
What's up, Global?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
My good, man. I was waiting on you to call me in, man. I had to get some little things worked out for a second. Not sure why we was having a little problem. But, hey, got to keep it moving anyway, man. So let me introduce you to the people real quick, man. Of course, like I told the people, man, was having a very special guest coming on today. Goes by the name Global Not Local. What's happening, bro?
Man, everything's happening, you know. Expanding the vision.
I got a real quick question for you, man, because when I got the information on you, man, the Global Not Local, man, where did the name come from?
Man, it's just as it is. I got to be global, not local. And all that means is, you know, be the best, not the worst.
I dig that. Now, when I'm reading up on you, man, it says 22, man, from Saginaw, man. All I know in Saginaw is a bunch of gang violence and drugs and a whole bunch of other stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah. That's the lifestyle out there, man.
Yeah.
Something needs to change up, you know?
Alrighty. Let me know a little bit about you, man, because I know the people are like, ooh, Global Not Local.
I got you. Well, I'm a young mixed fella. My mom's black, my dad's white. Recently I just came out to Las Vegas to pursue this whole music career thing. And it's been working.
Okay, so you're out here in Vegas.
I'm out here in Vegas right now. I've been here for a year.
Well, I got a couple of guys out there in Vegas, man, that I fool around with out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a nice scenery. It was a cool thing to just come and see the difference. You know, back home, it's nothing but forest and green grass everywhere, lush vegetation. You come out here, it's completely different, man.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Now, let us know about your music, man, because I got the chance to check out one of the singles they sent me over on you, called Watch Out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the music right now is really just, I just want to give people an understanding of what I observed for the last 22 years, what I've been going through, how I feel. This single in particular, Watch Out, I'm really trying to direct it to these females nowadays, the young ones. Like, you know, you got to watch out for these girls. Like, I write it in a way like I'm talking to my little brother, like I'm telling him, I know you're 12 and all, but these girls you like, they're changing. Some will become women and some will become hoes.
That's true, that's man. That's definitely true, man. That's just straight up. I like that. That's the truth about the situation, bro. Like, either they gonna be respectable women or they gonna be first class hoes.
Exactly, man. That's just the way it go.
Yeah. Now, coming up in Saginaw, bro, man, tell me some of the issues and adversities that you had to go through, man, that made you feel like, you know, this rap, I got to do it, or this music thing, period, I got to do it.
Oh, shit. I've always been the one to test authority with my words, you know. Teachers, principals, they called me insubordinate. Just, I was the one who was who always spoke out. I was the one who was distracting, I guess, because I would, you know, I knew I had common sense, man. It's like, I don't have to do certain things. Just because you say so, just because, why should I have to limit myself and limit my standards because somebody's not up to par like I am?
Right.
No, and I said a lot of smart-ass shit, but, I mean, who wouldn't? You know, so I got in trouble a lot just because of that. I didn't get into, like, the whole fights and all that shit, but it's always been testing authority, you know? I mean, I grew up with my mom. I had a single mom. My dad was really never – he was around, but not often. And that's odd in a relationship like that. You know, I got a white dad, a black mom. Coming up like that is pretty different out there. Then I got, you know, I have family in the whole drug thing. You know, everybody does. But it's a route you get to observe and you get to see, like, firsthand. You don't have to do that. You don't have to experience it. You can look from the outside and not go inside at all.
Right.
And that's, I peeped that out, but. You know, you have to do what you got to do out there. And since I was in trouble at a young age, man, it really messed up things for me in school. In seventh grade, you know, they kicked me out, and they sent me to an alternative program, and I couldn't play ball no more. And that was, like, my passion at that time. You know, everybody wanted
to I heard you was a ball player and got some skills out there on the court, man.
Oh, you already know. Coming up out there in Michigan. You got to, especially Saginaw.
Right.
Everybody got some type of game.
Yeah. Now, as
that
far as your
music. What's up?
As far as your music-wise, man, who do you feel like mostly, I guess, influences you, your music style, or who did you grow up listening to that people can say, well, I can see that in him more.
Well, I would say with the aggressiveness when I cuss, but I'm chill and aggressive when I swear, I got that from, like, Scarface.
Right.
You know, my favorite album from his is The World Is Yours, because he's right, it is mine. But another thing, you know, I like Drake because people, they consider him soft, but his expression, that's why he was an actor, you know? He knows how to express emotion the proper way. And he's good at just making the deeper, intimate expressions very vivid. And that's a skill, man, you know? I admire that. But but the flow and all that, it was really just from my uncle back home and my cousin. Because they had that, like, gutter kind of, like, raunchy, I don't give a fuck. I'm about to say whatever, and I'm going to laugh that shit off.
Yeah,
you know, that's how it is.
Do you have any ties in the industry? I know a lot of artists that I speak with always have some type of musical ties. Uncle may have been this person or...
The club, it's all close. My aunt, she was basically she had a record deal from Motown years ago. She came out when Tyrese was out, so they were actually coming up at the same time, and then she just dropped that. She didn't like her deal, and then my uncle, her little brother, he's certified in audio engineering from MI out in Hollywood. He got off track, so I'm here. You know, I'm at that level.
Okay. So now, as being out there in Vegas, man, who are some of the people that you work with out there, or who are some of the people in the industry, period, that you work with, or some that you may want to work with in the future?
Oh, yeah. Well, the people out here in Vegas, the only... The only person I've truly collaborated with was this DJ named DJ Adam Volker, white dude. Mm-hmm. He had some different type of music. It was pretty cool. But there was this other guy named DJ Certified. He's a DJ at Power 88.1.
Mm-hmm.
But he just had me flow on the Jay Dilla track. I went in on it, but he was trying to make some type of compilation, you know, pay tribute to Dilla.
Right.
But the people I want to work with in the future, man, it's I produce everything myself, you know, so I have a kind of ideas to bring to, like, produce something for probably Wiz or Meek Mill, J. Cole,
right.
You know. Them are some names I really want to mess with. And then Chris Brown, too, because he, that R&B stuff, and then The Weeknd, you know, I want to keep it at that level, so it's a crown that I can wear up there. You
so
know,
not only are you an artist, but you are a producer and an engineer, so you all around, man.
Yes, sir. You already know.
You got to be versatile in this game, for real. Just
exactly.
Can't get that one side of the money. You got to get it all. If you're going to do it, you got to get it all. So
amen,
I'll tell you what,
man.
I'm going to do because, you know, it's cool for us to talk about the music. But we got to let the people hear the music. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to let you introduce your single, and then we're going to play it to the people, and we're going to come back and chop it up just a little bit more, man.
All right. Let's get it. All right, DJ Smooth, bring you this new fire. This new shit is global, not local, called Watch Out. Let's get it in.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Global, not local. Watch Out right here on CSM Radio, csmradionow.com. Let's go, baby.
Watch out, honey. Little bow, bow. If she on the dance floor, just know, there's a lot she's trying to hide. Cause there's nothing to show. So just watch out, honey.
Yeah.
got nothing to
That's
show.
That's what I'm talking about, man. It's definitely going down. You got DJ Smooth definitely live back in the building, of course,
yeah, yeah.
Man. It is the artist spotlight, and we got my guy Global Not Local on the line with that
Global
Watch
Not
Out,
Local,
man.
Baby.
It's a hot thought, man.
I know you felt that
with
banging,
that,
boy.
Hey, man, I felt it, man. And especially, man, since you explained to me what the Watch Out means to you, man, you was giving little bro some real game on that one, man.
Oh, yeah, man, for sure. I appreciate that.
All right. Man, for sure, man. Hey, but like I said, man, we like to give the people a chance to get to know you more, man. So run those social sites. I know you got Twitter, man, Instagram.
Oh, yeah, man.
So they get at you.
Oh, yeah, get at me on Twitter at Global Not Local. You got to put capital G and capital N and capital L. You probably don't, but that's how I typed it in. Same thing on IG. On Instagram, you can just type in Global Not Local. I'll pop up right there. And they'll all link you to the Facebook page, SoundCloud, YouTube, Bandcamp, all of it.
Now, if they want to get up with you, man, for features or anything like that, is a number, an email, what we got to do?
Yeah, you can email the label I'm with. It's 21records@gmail.com. You got to put a 2, though. So back, number 2, spell out 1. records@gmail.com. We get that work.
That's what I'm talking about, man. So all you artists out there listening to the spotlight, the artist spotlight, man, my guy Global Not Local definitely doing those features, man. One thing I do is hit the email up, get up with him. Of course, make sure y'all follow him on all the social networking sites. Got that hot thing. Watch out going down. I mean, anything that you'd like to tell anybody that's trying to come up in the game right now or just paying attention to the movement that you are making right now that maybe want to be in the position that you're in or trying to get to where you get any encouragement that you want?
Man, Nate, you just have to, accept where you are. You know, some people... A lot of people are afraid to be the worst, but you have to accept being the worst to become the best. You got to accept it and give it a chance. You have to start somewhere. Because the moment you start, you can finish anywhere you desire, man. That's the truth.
Dig that, man. I like that one, man. I want to tell you what, man. I know you're a busy man, man, and I don't like to hold people up too much.
Oh, you already know.
Now you got studio work and got to get back to writing a couple of shows
on
the way or something. So, I mean, you got any show coming up that you want the people to know about? Let them know.
Okay. I got some, I'm going to bring some new tracks to you soon. In a few weeks. Yeah, yeah.
All right, man, listen, I'm ready for one, man. That's what we do, man. We break hot new artists right here on CSN Radio, man.
You know, bro. It's time to get it in. Because we got to be global, not local. That's where we're going.
Definitely got to be global, not local. Big shout out to everybody listening to us all across the country, too, man. We are currently
shout out to
38 people. We're 38 countries deep right now. You know, it's 38 countries deep. Well, we're trying to go and get the rest of the world in on us, but... No, we just baby spotlighting it right now. You know, we ain't all the way global. We just a little bit of global.
Oh, I feel you on that. Yeah.
Really.
We working our way up, man.
Hey, somebody got to do it, man. Why not us?
Exactly, man. You know that hard work pays off.
Hey. So, like I said, man, that's what we do over here at CSN Radio, man. So I definitely appreciate you, man, for taking out the time. It's all busy day, man, to call in, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Let us
I appreciate it, too, fam.
You, bro. For sure. I mean, any last words you want to run out, any shout-outs, anything like that you want to get to the people before you get up out of here, fam?
Man, we global, not local. That's the way it goes.
Just like that. Already, man. Well, I definitely appreciate you for your time. My guy, Global Not Local, Man, the artist spotlight right here on CSN Radio, CSNRadioNow.com. Man, y'all make sure y'all keep it locked right here for more music continuously, 24 hours a day,
ooh,
7 days a week, 365 days a year, man. It's CSN Radio, CSNRadioNow.com. Your boy DJ Smooth, global, not local, man. We out this
week. It's my pleasure, baby. Let's go.
Already. Let's go.